The NBA playoffs began over the weekend. It's a two-month marathon that will eventually crown a champion sometime around the first day of summer. The Miami Heat are the league's defending champion, but few people give the Heat much of a chance to win a second straight title. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to take a look at who might succeed the Heat as champions. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
So why aren't the Heat thought likely to repeat?
Well, they're a little bit old and they're a little bit banged up. Shaquille O'Neal, who's now 35, has been fighting injuries all season. Dwayne Wade, who was the MVP last year of the playoffs, is playing with a separated shoulder. He's wearing a sleeve on his arm, Renee. It looks like he's a fashion model or something, not a basketball player. Even their coach, Pat Riley, missed about 20 games because he had to have some knee surgery. So they're a banged-up team. They're only the fifth seed, which means they have to play this series that they started Saturday against the Chicago Bulls without the home court advantage. The Bulls won that first game. They're an aggressive young team. And even if they should get by the Bulls, they'll have to play the Detroit Pistons, who are the number one seed. So it's really an uphill fight for them.
So who then do you see as the favorites?
Well, I think you have to look at the Dallas Mavericks, who had just a great regular season. You remember they lost the finals last year to the Heat. They've got Dirk Nowitzki, who may be the best scorer in the game. They obviously have home court because they had the best record. So they're the favorite, but there are a bunch of teams in the Western Conference who are so evenly matched that Dallas is the favorite, but it's only by a slim margin.
Well, in the end, they probably don't have much chance to upset the Mavericks, but the Golden State Warriors have a really good story, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. It's been 12 years since they were in the playoffs, and the last time they made it, their coach was Don Nelson. He left the Warriors, went and coached the Dallas Mavericks, and then turned the team over to his son, Don, who is now the president of the Mavericks, and Don Nelson Sr. went back to the Warriors and got them into the playoffs. So you've got Don Nelson Sr. coaching against Don Nelson Jr., the president of the team, in the playoffs. So it's a good story.
Yeah, and the first time in 15 years, at least 92, something like that?
12 years. 95 was the last time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about underdog teams that do have a chance?
Well, I think if you look at the number six seeds on both sides, the East and the West, they've already won their first games on the road. The New Jersey Nets won at Toronto, and the Denver Nuggets are an intriguing story because they made that trade for Allen Iverson midseason. A lot of people said, can Iverson and Carmelo Anthony share one basketball? And they've started to do so. And last night they beat the Spurs, who a lot of people think can win the whole thing, in the first game. And now they have the home court advantage in that series. So that'll be a fun one to watch.
And there's one more story that I'd like you to talk about. It doesn't involve a team, but a referee.
Yeah, Joey Crawford has refereed in the last 21 NBA finals in a row, but he won't be this year because Commissioner David Stern suspended him a week ago for the rest of the playoffs because he challenged Tim Duncan of the Spurs to a fight during a game. And this is an example of a referee's ego going over the line, thinking he's bigger than the game. He is a great referee, but David Stern stepped in and said, no, we can't have that. The story isn't the referees, it's the players in the games, and I think he did the right thing suspending Joey Crawford.
John, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book, Tales from Q School, Golf's Fifth Major, is due out next week.